Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Lions take it on the Giants Sunday. All right, we had a Twitter question. I'm intrigued to see what people think. I actually, based upon something a listener sent us earlier this week, I decided, let me sit down and take a look. Because CBS Sports has point spreads for every game the rest of the year. And we were just talking about how Vegas, is that a healthy way when trying to digest what to expect from our football team? Is a realistic expectation using Vegas to set what is a realistic expectation? Because that's how I use it. Now, is that right or wrong? What do you think of that as an approach to try and keep things in check? So you as someone who analyzes a team and talks about their successes and failures, try and understand what is a realistic expectation.
I don't know. I don't like to use Vegas for anything.
Don't you?
No, I don't. And I know that sometimes Vegas got it absolutely right. And last night was, you know, an instance where if you're watching the NFL game, it was funny because not funny for people who would have bet the other way, but had Buffalo scored, the over would have hit by half a point and Buffalo would have covered by half a point.
Really?
Yeah. But they didn't score, so it wasn't. It was way the other direction. But just interesting how that works out sometimes. It doesn't always work out like that. So that's why I take it with a grain of salt. I mean, maybe that's a very baseline thing to look at. With that, at least you get a sense for what people think. If it's a big spread or if it's a really narrow spread, you know, if it's 2 points or if it's 10 points. You feel like, okay, one's a clear-cut favorite, or, hey, this is literally who knows what's going to happen.
Okay, so I went back and looked up. The Vegas over-under for the Lions going into the season, so before the season started, was 10.5, meaning Vegas was predicting 6 or 7 losses. And that was obviously due in large part to schedule. I also think it was due in large part to even good teams lose a lot of football games in the National Football League. So they have 4 losses with 7 to go. Using CBS Sports, I was able to look up the point spread. Point spread for the Giants, 10.5 or 11.5, depending on who you look at. But they have every other game the rest of the way. Green Bay, in 6 days, the Lions are a 3.5-point favorite as it stands right now. Dallas, the Thursday after that, the Lions are a 6-point favorite. In LA against the Rams, Lions are a 1-point favorite right now. Pittsburgh at home, Lions are a 6.5-point favorite. At Minnesota, Lions are a 3-point favorite. At Chicago, Lions are favored by 1.5. They're favored in every game the rest of the way.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm going by my theory, realistically, is the expectation now that this team's going to go 13-4? That they're going to win out? I suppose I don't believe that because, look, favorites don't win every game. But they're set up here to finish the season strong. They're set up. The schedule tells us that the Lions and the opponents they play, is it fair to think they're going to win 5 of these final 7 games? Is that a realistic expectation?
Well, I'm trying to find the date on this. This was sent out. This has been Wednesday, October 29th. Mm-hmm. There was updated Vegas odds on win totals.
Wednesday, so almost a month ago.
So before week one, the win total for the Lions was 10.5. Yeah. After week four, it was 11.5. And after the eighth game of the season, it was still 11.5. So has that changed now? Is that up? I don't think that's how they do it. Like,
right,
they're going to handicap it that way. But
the reason I brought it up is in these seven games, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think their record will be? It's Giants at home, Green Bay at home, Dallas at home. Lions are favored by 11.5, 3.5, 6. At LA, they're favored by 1. Pittsburgh at home, they're favored by 6.5. At Minnesota, at Chicago, -3 and -1.5. They're favored in every single game as it stands right now, according to CBS Sports website, week by week, looking at it this morning. I don't think they're going to go 7-0 in these games and finish 13-4.
No, I don't either.
What do you think they're going to do?
I stick with my season prediction of 11-6. So
you think they're going to go? You think they're going to go 5-2? Yeah. The rest of the way. I've said I think they'll sweep these next three games, and I meant it. I do not think they will. The thing about the Rams in L.A. is it's just not your typical road game. Rams are good. Don't get me wrong.
That's the thing. The Rams are very good. They've got a very good defense, a defensive front that gets after you. Stafford's playing the best football of his life. He's got receivers. They've got a running game. It's a pretty complete team.
I mean, this is a weird thing because I'd like to be very specific with the predictions because I think they'll beat Pittsburgh at home. And I don't think they're going to lose to Minnesota twice. And I've already said that it's all coming down to the Bears Sunday Night Football for the division crown. Yeah, I mean, 5-2 feels like a good, realistic expectation. But if you come in at so that has them finishing at 11-6. It feels, I feel like there's an undercurrent in Detroit right now, like this team is massively underachieving. Would an 11-6 finish be massively underachieving? Because it would technically hit the Vegas over.
I don't think. I mean, obviously, I don't think so because I thought this is 11-6 team.
Yeah.
So, no. To me, it's not.
Why does it feel that way?
Well, when you win 15 games one year and then you drop down to 11, I think there's a letdown even though
And that's why I get back to Vegas as setting a realistic expectation. Kind of shouldn't we have seen some of the losses coming? And I invariably we're going to get the call that says, but it's how they lost. I know. Yeah, when you lose, things go wrong and you look bad. But Kang, does it feel to you like there's an undercurrent of this team massively underachieving this year?
Yeah, I think so. It just feels like it. I don't think it is. Feels like it because I think when people predict 11 wins, they forget they have to lose 6 times.
Yeah.
You know, they forget what that looks like, especially coming off a year where you only lost twice. And no matter how the struggle was, how many guys got hurt, the Lions found a way to win games last year. And I think people got content and got used to that they would do the same thing this year, even though they knew in their own mind that wasn't going to happen again. They predicted 10, 11 wins, but they forget the losses.
Yeah.
You have to lose 6-7 games.
And it's hard to digest those losses, even if you predict them to happen along the way. So we asked people on Twitter, and we'll ask you, in these final 7, what do you think their record will be? We've told you how they're favored in every game. We gave you the point spreads. What do you think their record will be in these final 7 games? Here's some of the feedback as it's come in from Pat. Lions will go 6-1 down the stretch. Dan Campbell will have them dialed in. Going 6-1 will give them the division. 5-2 gets them in the playoffs. Mickey says 5-2, but won't be shocked at 6-1. And we win the North. Green Bay and Chicago will lose 4 games each. The Rams are no joke, and I could see another loss out of left field because that's the NFL. That's from Mickey. I kind of in the same camp. If I were to pick the game they're most likely to lose, it's the Rams game. And could I see another one because it's the NFL? I could see.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Another one, yes, because it's the NFL. John says 6-1 Lions finish the season with 12 wins, finish first in the division. Last game will not divide the division. Last game will not decide the division. Lions will lock up the division in week 17 against the Vikings. JD Doherty says, I don't know. I hope they win out, but I can definitely see two more losses. Raymond tweets us, Lions go 4-3 with a final record of 10-7 and make it as the seventh seed. I think Green Bay comes back to win the division. Chicago beats us in week 18 to grab the sixth seed, and we win the tiebreaker over San Francisco for some reason. That's what he writes. That's what he thinks. From Hot Take Eagle, 5-2, they lose to the Rams. They win the division but can't get the 1 or 2 seed with losses to the Rams and Philly. They bench players against Chicago and lose there. That'd be kind of weird, but it's also possible. 248-539-9797. What do you think their record's going to be the rest of the way? We had some doom and gloom, but just to kind of bring it back, they're favored in every game the rest of the way, according to CBS Sports this morning. Double-checked it. And what do you think they're going to do the rest of the schedule, final 7 games? Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.